I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Tel Aviv hotel where Anthony Blinken was meeting Israeli President Isaac Herzog on Tuesday, demanding the U.S. Secretary of State work to reach a deal to release the hostages being held in Gaza. Blinken is making his 11th trip to the Middle East since the Gaza war erupted, and it's likely the last trip before a presidential election that could upend U.S. policy. The State Department says he's also looking for ways to defuse an escalating spillover conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon. The head of NATO on Tuesday warned the transfer of North Korean troops to fight for Russia in Ukraine would be what he called a significant escalation. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Secretary General Mark Rutte was in Estonia for meetings with NATO members and said he didn't yet have confirmation Pyongyang had deployed soldiers to assist Moscow's fight. It's been more than 2 years since Russian forces stormed into Ukraine in what Moscow called a special military operation. But tenacious defenders armed with Western weaponry drove back the initial onslaught, and what appeared intended to be a quick conquest turned into a long and bloody war. Moscow has been forced to supplement its military with new conscripts to sustain the fight. The latest reports suggest it may now be looking beyond its own borders for soldiers. South Korea's deputy national security advisor said on Tuesday that Seoul would consider countermeasures, which could mean directly supplying lethal weapons to Kiev, in response to closer military ties between Russia and North Korea.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. Poland's foreign minister says he's ordered the closure of one of Russia's three consulates in the country in response to acts of sabotage he says are sponsored by Moscow. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Radek Sikorski demanded on Tuesday that Russia stop its hybrid war activities against Poland and its Western allies. Sikorski was referring to a case of a Ukrainian man who admitted he'd been hired by Russia for an act of arson in Poland, which was foiled, and to other sabotage attempts. Sikorski adds he's withdrawing consent for the Russian consulate in Poznan and his personnel will be unwelcome in Poland. Russia also has consulates in Gdańsk and Krakow. I'm Charles Diletesma.
Nigerian authorities plan to convert 1 million gasoline engine vehicles to run on cheaper, cleaner compressed natural gas, or CNG, by the year 2027. But with only a few CNG filling stations available in the country, many who have converted the vehicles are facing a new challenge. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Taxi driver Abdullahi Ashiru converted his vehicle 3 months ago and spends only a third of his daily gasoline budget to run on natural gas. But he says the struggle to get CNG lately has been frustrating.
I've been here since, let's say, since 11 o'clock. See, now what is time now? At least at 10 to 4, I'm buying CNG.
Nigeria has the largest gas reserves in Africa, about 209 trillion cubic feet. And last year, shortly after scrapping gasoline subsidies, the government launched a robust natural gas transition initiative, including a plan to have 1 million CNG-powered vehicles on the roads in 3 years. Natural gas is a cheaper and cleaner fueling alternative for Nigerians, but
Nigerian regulatory authorities say there are less than 50 compressed natural gas compression stations for the more than 200 million Nigerians trying to replace pricey fossil fuels like petrol and diesel.
Timothy Obuzu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Indonesian officials said Tuesday about 140 weak and hungry Rohingya Muslims, mostly women and children, are on a wooden boat anchored off the coast of Indonesia's northernmost province of Aceh, and local residents have refused to allow them onto land. The blue-painted boat has been floating off the coast since Friday. Local police said three Rohingya died during the trip from Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.